for calling Dorothy Jane with eSystems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, especially wondering about George. I hope he had a wonderful day yesterday and things have gone well and he's turned into a remarkable young fellow. I would delight in spending time with him. And I'm hoping in time to come, we will indeed. I do wonder about that. You know, obviously, spend some time with Julia. Made the trip there to North Carolina and spent some time. We had a very good conversation. I had a good interaction with Isaac and tried to demonstrate to them that I was their ally and I believe offered a lot of encouragement to them. And then, you know, somehow things changed. You know, there was a endorsement by me on the relationship and the need, or the discussion on the civil ceremony versus what makes you married, and Isaac and I dialogued on that, and I think we had a mutual understanding, but then things changed over time. And, you know, I don't understand, because I was the ally. And from what I understand, those who were less than enthusiastic about their relationship have now become the ally and outcast. Why is that? I don't understand. I really don't understand. And, of course, no one will tell me, you know, but I'm hopeful that these things will heal, as I'm hopeful for all the others. And of course, that does require dialogue. And then, of course, George may be the next person, next candidate to open that dialogue. And I wonder what will happen. Are the walls going to stay so high? Is there not somebody there who follows the scripture, the demand for reconciliation? I hope to find that person one day. Dorothy Jane, I love you, and I'm going to pursue reconciliation. You know that. I love you.